We're doing the Sfat Tamim. The Chafetz Chaim had said that if a person is dishonest in business, then God will send his soul back to rectify what he's done wrong. And sometimes a person thinks, what's the difference if I end up coming back to this world? So the Chafetz Chaim says, I'll explain it to you with the following story. A man is having a very hard time with his parnasa. He can't make ends meet. He's deeply in debt and impoverished. And he figures he'll travel far away and he will make money. And he travels a great distance. Initially, he's not making any money. And finally, he starts making money and he sends word back home. Look, things are working out. And he makes more and more money. And then comes time to come home. And he sends word to his family what day he's going to come home. And everyone gets ready. And as he's about to leave that city, so someone comes over and tells him, look, you got a little bit of time till the ship sets sail. Believe me, finish off all your debts. Don't leave behind any little debt. You don't want to be detained for that. And the guy laughs and says, what, over a little debt, who's going to detain me? And he doesn't bother closing his small debts. And he gets on that ship and he traverses one sea after another and he's crossing the seven seas. And the whole family is standing there waiting for him at the port and the day has come. And all day long he doesn't show up. And finally, in the late afternoon, they see a speck in the distance and the horizon. And it's his ship. And as it approaches, everyone's cheering and they're all happy. They've all been waiting for this day. And as they're standing there happy, suddenly their happiness is aborted. They see that the port is closed. And they're not letting their father in. And they hear their father standing there and the judges tell him, we're not letting you into the city. And he says, why not? They say, we got word from the city you left that you have debts there. It's a small debt. It's 10 years old. But you owe them the money. Go pay and then come back. And he started crying and he says, it's been 10 years. I haven't seen my family. I don't mind paying back that debt. I understand that I owe that money, that I harmed that person and I owed him. Let me come home. And they say, no. He says, I'll give you the money. They say, what do we need the money for? He says, what am I supposed to do? They say, well, people told you before you left. You should have paid up before you came here. So he says, let me send word. They say, who's going to go? You have to go. So he says, you know what? Let me just go home. Let me have a month with my family. And after that, you could send me back across the seven seas. And they say, no way. And he's crying and he says, let me at least see my family. It's 7 months' journey by a dangerous sea. And that's where we left off. He says, I don't know if I'll ever see him again if I have to go back and pay and then come back this whole journey every time I take this trip. You never know if you'll make it through the sea. And they tell him, you know what? You have a point. Here's what we'll do. We'll open the gates of the city and you'll see them, but you can't go into the city. And when they open the doors to the city, so the whole family is rejoicing. They figure he won, he's being allowed in. And after a few minutes, the policemen start pushing him and say, get back! Look at what's going on! There's someone waiting for your money! And then the whole family starts crying. They've been waiting 10 years and now they thought it was over. Every time they waited, and now they thought finally their dad's coming home. And now they have to wait 7 months' journey to pay the money, 7 months' journey back. And they don't know if they'll get back. And they don't know if pirates will stop him along the way and he'll lose all his money. And then he'll have to go start all over again and make up everything he lost. Chafetz Chaim says this is an allegory. When a person comes down to this world, he has to acquire. He has to acquire Torah, mitzvos. And then he's gathering the lights that he's going to take with him, the eternal lights. And a person has to feel like he's a stranger in this land. That he's come here to do the business he has to. And his business is to make the world a better place, to learn Torah, to do good deeds. We're here to accomplish. And a person has to look at life like a businessman and ask himself, what's this worth to me? Is it worth my time? One of the biggest errors people make in business is they waste their time. If a person asked himself, what would happen if I didn't know that the Egyptians went to the street last night and made a mass rally? So Morsi will be overturned or won't be overturned. Did I gain anything by it? And does it really affect my life if I know that Snowden is sitting in the airport in Russia or not? Does it really matter? But you stop and you take the time and then you say, wait a second, was it worth it? No, we don't even say that to ourselves. But wait, we have to accomplish something in this world. We were sent here to accomplish something. And a person has to view the time he has like a businessman. What am I doing with that time? The problem is we think we're here forever, but we're not. So if we're not here forever, so then what do we do with the time? So, yeah, you have the temptations, right? That's the way the world works. So a person forgets what he's here for. And he thinks he's here forever. And then as a person ages, he suddenly feels like, wait a second, this isn't forever. And then he tries to gather up as many good deeds as he can. And then the time comes when he takes his journey back home. And the Zohar writes that a person undergoes seven proceedings of the court until he reaches his resting place. Now, we can't even understand what that means, that he's judged seven times. The Talmud says, "Ovrei b'emek habacha mayan yeshituhu," that when before a person goes to perdition, he stands there and he weeps like streams coming out of his eyes. And that's only one of the court proceedings. We can't understand what is that affliction that our sages say happens in the grave to a person. So there's an order of judgment. But none of it's easy. And every time a person enters judgment, he's waiting, let it be finished, let it be over already. When can he move on to life? And when can he rejoin his mitzvos, his actions in this world? Our sages say, what's a person's future? A person's future are his good deeds. That's his future. And when a person finally rejoins them, he is happier with them than anything else he had in the world. Now, when all the judgment is over, and suddenly they find, hey, wait a second, you have money that's not yours. So then the angels in front of the Garden of Eden say, no way you're entering here. They say, I know you made a lot of money. I know you accomplished a lot of Torah and mitzvot, but you can't enter when you still owe money. And they say, you could look. We'll open the gates. You could look inside and see where you're headed. If you have huge merits, you could see where you're going, but you can't enter. And then he starts weeping and says, wait, what am I supposed to do? And they tell him, you got to go back. And he says, but wait a second. I'm going to have to go through all this all over again? Who knows if I'll make it? Who knows if when I'm judged the next time, I'll make it this far in? Maybe if I have to start again, maybe I'll mess up all over again. So that, says the Chafetz Chaim, is what a person should think about. He shouldn't tell himself, well, it's a big deal. They'll send me back to this world. Okay, so I'll come back. I'll have another good time. No, it doesn't work that way. You don't know how you're coming back. And you don't know how you'll make it back there. And that whole process is very difficult. So it's not a fun thing to come back. We have to accomplish here and then get there in a state where we can enter where we belong.